On the line with us is Professor David Carroll. David, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, very nice to have you here. So clearly, you had heard of Cambridge Analytica prior to the last few days. How did that come about?
Well, it's just part of my work as a professor of media design. I study this stuff in terms of how advertising is used to not only help businesses, but also politicians. And my students go off to work in companies like Facebook and Google and ad agencies. So it was just a normal part of my study. For example, I was following the Ted Cruz campaign and how they were using data collection and targeting, and Cambridge Analytica was working for the Cruz campaign back during the primaries.
Okay, so this is obviously not their first foray into the political arena. I'm wondering now, with your lawsuit against Cambridge Analytical, will you have 50 million compadres in some sort of class action suit or not?
Actually, all registered voters in the United States are potentially eligible to participate in a lawsuit down the road. I'm really just the test case. I am trying to figure out if we can get the full complete data set. They provided some data, but all the experts that I've spoken to believe that there's no way it can be complete. And of course, Alexander Nix, the former or suspended CEO, boasts that he has 4,000 to 5,000 data points for every registered voter in the United States. So I'm trying to get a copy of that full complete file and also figure out some other related rights, like do we have a right to opt out of this, have our data deleted, and never be collected again?
Yeah, that's a pretty tough thing to get to the bottom of and to prove, I guess. That's why you're in court, I suppose, because how do you know how much data they have mined from your account personally?
Exactly. So what I think happened is they started with the 50 million leaked Facebook profiles, and then they continued to mine and enrich their database throughout the primary. And then that database did carry over into the Trump campaign. So we really need to see this as a long, continuous, multi-year effort to build the largest voter database in the history of humanity.
And to your knowledge, David, what kind of information does Cambridge Analytical want about us?
It wants everything, because the more data it can collect, the more accurate its predictive and predictive algorithm can work. It can also attempt to model our personality, can figure out our weaknesses and use them against us without our knowledge or consent.
And even with a win here, I mean, even if 50 million Facebook users decide, you know what, this is too much, I'm deleting Facebook, I'm not going to use it anymore, they've already got the data, right?
Well,
at least up to this point.
Sure, but I think more legal pressure and public pressure could potentially put this company out of business and put every other company on notice that the American people are not going to tolerate this, especially from a foreign military contractor. Let's not lose sight of the fact that this is a foreign company. Foreign citizens worked with the Cruz and Trump campaigns. That is probably totally illegal. We're a little bit just overwhelmed with the scandal here. But at the baseline, why did the American people tolerate a foreign military contractor interfering in our election? We've got to get to the bottom of this.
And why take them to court in the UK? Why not here?
Because they are a British entity.
So it's a British company.
Our data was processed in the United Kingdom. That's the first thing we found out. And luckily for Americans, the British and the Europeans have really strong privacy laws that we don't have in the United States. And this whole scandal should show us, it's a wake-up call. We need equal data rights as our friends across the pond, because what we really see here is we need the right to ask a company, if you have data on me, you have to give it to me, you have to let me see it, you have to explain how you're using it, you have to have the right to delete it, and you have to have the right to say never collect it again. If we don't have this right, then it's going to be hard to continue to preserve our democracy.
Yeah.
And we have to realize that our friends across the pond have this right.
And are the Brits more ticked off about this than we are in the U.S.?
They're pretty upset about it, too, because there's a lot of controversy swirling around whether the company worked for the Brexit campaign or not. And indeed, the company is under investigation by Parliament, and they have a regulator that we don't have called the Information Commissioner.
Oh.
And I filed with the Information Commissioner back on July 4th, 2017, in an act of, you know, Independence Day. Why is a British company interfering in our election? So there's been an ongoing investigation in Britain about this. And I've been asked to give evidence to Parliament as well as Congress.
And I'm interested, David, to find out, okay, so what was your support system like, say, a week ago versus what it might be like now that so much of this information, which covers so many Americans, has come to light?
Yeah, it's really activated the imagination of people. I mean, I knew this day would come. I just didn't know how big it was going to be. I knew the fact there was a whistleblower. I didn't know him. I'd never spoke to him. I just knew he existed. I did not know about these sting operations tapes where they caught the company talking about just criminal activity. So it's been even a revelation for me, even though I've been in this for well over a year. So I was able to raise money with my crowdfunding effort in October to be able to prepare to bring the suit. And I continue to need support from the crowd to pursue this.
Well, I would think your crowdfunding site would be very active at this stage of the game.
I should hope so.
Yeah, there are a lot of people invested in this story. And what's the best outcome in your view?
The best outcome is we get full disclosure so we can cut through the misinformation and get to the truth. We can provide that to the authorities in Britain and United States. We can really have a national conversation about our privacy and our democracy. And can we have democracy if we don't have privacy in the voting booth? That's the big question.
Yeah, that's a very, very big question, certainly in this country. And it can't be the only one. Cambridge Analytical cannot be the only company that is operating and doing these kinds of things. Do you expect this lawsuit, if it comes out in your favor, to have sort of a snowball effect for other companies doing the same or similar activities?
Sure, I think it puts all companies on notice, but I think the key thing to distinguish is the other companies in this space are domestic companies that only do civilian operations and have civilian clients. The company that Cambridge Analytica really is a company called SCL, and it's not a normal company.
Yeah.
So this is a unique situation here.
It's got its fingers in a lot of pies. So what's the next step as far as your lawsuit is concerned?
Well, we have been issuing letters to SCL because there are concerns that they are not preserving the evidence. So I'm very distressed about reports I'm seeing of boxes being coming out of their headquarters in London. So
right.
We've been issuing letters for them to preserve the evidence. April 6th is the deadline for them to respond to the claim. If they don't respond, then it's up to the judge.
What to do next?
Exactly.
Well,
do they force disclosure?
It's an interesting story. You certainly got ahead of the curve on this one, didn't you?
Just by accident, really.
Yeah.
You know, I was just looking at the industry that I study, and I learned that I could request my data, and just did it out of curiosity. I received that back in March, about a year ago. When I received the data, I knew it was significant, but I didn't know how significant, and now we see.
And obviously, this is going to be a story that is ongoing, and look forward to checking in with you from time to time to see what progress is being made. David, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, that is David Carroll. He is an ad tech expert in the United States who is suing Cambridge Analytica to obtain his own data profile and to stop them from doing that in the future. We'll see where that leads.